ladder.
And in fact, we are talking now to Brian Morris. He's just won the Keighley West ward here in Keighley. Councillor Morris, I think we should say now, how does it feel to take this ward for UKIP?
Well, it's a big change. I have been on the town council and the councillor for the guardhouse ward for the town council. Now,
what party were you on? That's UKIP.
Independent, not independent. And as UKIP, as I joined the UKIP party. I joined the UKIP party because they're the only people that seem to want to do something for the people on the ground. The main parties, the Labour and the Conservatives, they seem to have lost sight of what, you know, for.
So what policies did you actually stand on then?
It was law. People of the West Ward were looking for, and that is getting things done in Keighley that was never done in Keighley at all.
What sort of things specifically?
Well, you've put me on the spot now because I haven't recovered from getting the result yet.
You weren't expecting to win then, Brian?
I didn't. Well, nobody knows whether they're going to win or not. I thought I knew it was going to be close, but I wasn't expecting just to be put on the spot just like that. Here we are, you know, and. I'm quite pleased about it, and I've got butterflies, as you would have, because it's a change. It's something good, and that's something good to Keighley.
I mean, looking at the results, which I've got here, it looks very clear that you took your votes from the Tories. Are you pleased about that? Does it make no difference to you?
I'm glad that the votes have come from the Tories, because I used to be a Conservative, and... It may sound a strange thing to say, but the Tory party in Keighley has lost its way. The leadership is it's in total disarray, and it needs something shaking up in the Keighley Conservative Party for them to get their act together.
I think you've probably done that here with by a UKIP win. Let me just try and put you on the spot one last time. If that's okay. What are your two, three priorities going to be now on the council as a UKIP councillor?
You've done it again, haven't you? You've put me on the spot again. Is this going out live as well?
It is, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Ah, yeah, absolutely super.
Welcome to life on the council.
Yeah,
your priorities.
Thank you very much. You're used to that. you've done it to me. I've got this blank. You know,
I think it's fair to say you're a very happy man, though, aren't you?
I'm always a very happy man, but you've just got to put this blank right in front of me now. You might as well have smacked me in the face with a wet lettuce.
Well, tell you what, Brian Morris. How about at some point when you've kind of got over the shock and the euphoria of winning, come down to BCB. Tell us what you're going to do on the council.
I'll be pleased to come down there when I've got all my senses back together again, and I know what I'm doing, and I don't want to go rushing off to the toilet in relief.
So Dan, basically we have quite a very euphoric UKIP councillor. I'm sure we'll be finding out more about what UKIP are going to do on the council in Bradford in future times.
Definitely.
That's the latest breaking news here from Keighley Leisure Centre.
All right, thank you.